Hello there and welcome to Andy's 3D Thoughts. It's Monday, the 25th of November. Yes, only a month to go before Christmas. And as ever, here are three ideas to help you improve your business in around 3 minutes. And it was 50 years ago on Friday that something that everybody remembers who was there. No, it wasn't the first ever Doctor Who, but it was actually the assassination of John F. Kennedy. I can't remember it, although as you can, you should be able to remember where you were. I think I was in bed, I was only 11 months old. But the thing that we've heard about Kennedy was his maybe ability to create a clear vision of where things were going. And it's something I use in my seminars about his commitment on September 12, 1961. First, I believe that this nation should commit itself to achieving the goal before this decade is out of landing a man on the moon and returning him safely to Earth. He clearly spelled out a picture of the future that he actually wanted to achieve. And I think that's what the best businesses do. And sure, on July 21st, 1969, Neil Armstrong landed on the moon. I'm not suggesting that you have to set a goal that you're going to land on the moon, but what is your vision of the future? Do you have a clear picture that stimulates, excites and inspires you and, crucially, your people? If we were sat here now on the 25th of November 2014, what's in place? What does it look like? What does it feel like? Think customers, think numbers, think people. Create a picture of the future and actually make sure that people buy into what that future is. Talking about leadership, idea two is all about some more than one idea here, but actually help you look at creating the culture you want in your business. We ran a great session on Friday as part of the Entrepreneurs Future Made Sheffield here in Sheffield. And we had three leading entrepreneurs telling us some of the things that they've done to create the Uber culture in their business. We had Emma Marshall from Technophobia, who was telling us all about what she did, David Cross from Coda Studios, and Simon Stokes from Assured Fire and Security. David explained how his team actually got involved in actually creating the values and the culture of their business, and it's his employees who monitor and measure how people are doing against it. Emma explained one of the great things that she does in terms of creating creativity and actually getting people to share ideas is on a Friday they have a thing called a festival where people actually, time allocated to share new ideas, and people are invited to come along, listen, see, contribute and see what's going on. And Simon actually explained one of the things that they'd done, introduced an Employee of the Month award, voted by the employees, reflecting the values of the business. And the prize is, this might seem a bit weird, but it works for them, and I think it's a great idea. The employee who gets Employee of the Month gets the car parking space reserved for them nearest the reception. And idea three is to, well, dwell on this. At my seminars, we talk about this whole idea of creating customer delight, about exceeding customer expectations. And one of the things that I explain, however, is that there are some customers that you never will be able to meet, certainly never exceed their expectations. And I actually have a slide that highlights some feedback from people who've been on Thomas Cook holidays. And some of the things you wouldn't believe that people actually say. Well, I've actually found some more. So imagine this, if your customer said this in your feedback form. We booked an excursion to a water park, but no one told us we had to bring our own swimsuits and towels. We assume it would be included in the price. We went on holiday to Spain and had a problem with the taxi drivers. They were all Spanish. And finally, I was bitten by a mosquito. The brochure did not mention mosquitoes. There are some customers whose expectations you will never exceed, never even meet. Don't even try. Choose them or lose them. Have a great week now. Bye.